Religion is often thought to be something ponderous, solemn, and serious. And because it touches upon the ultimate questions of human life, it's unavoidably serious in some ways. And yet, there's marvelous humor and whimsy to be found in God's creation and recreation. Mary Magdalene and the other Mary, one of the five women named Mary in the New Testament, are coming to the tomb at sunup. And the angel of God, his hand filled with power and majesty, his clothing too white to look at, rolls back this massive stone. And then Matthew tells us he sat upon it. You could almost picture him dangling his little angelic legs. The glory of God is being revealed, and the men who witness it are filled with fear, and the angel dangles his legs. And the women are there, not the apostles, not the 12, not Peter, not even John, who stood at the foot of the cross. The first witnesses are the women, the apostles to the apostles. And so it is in the transmission of our faith. The witness of women and the whimsy of God stirring human hearts to seek his face. I believe and profess all that the Holy Catholic Church believes, teaches, and proclaims to be revealed by God. Serious and sober words, and yet motivated by the search for the face of God and his love and his glory and his humor. For many months, our catechumens and candidates have studied the Catholic faith as it is contained and transmitted in Holy Scripture, the apostolic tradition, the sacred liturgy, the ecumenical councils, the writings of saints and doctors of the Church, and the catechism. After diligent study and through the prompting of the Holy Spirit, 12 men and women have concluded that with a clear and certain conscience, they are now ready to say with their lips and with their lives what Mary Magdalene and the other Mary knew that morning. I believe and profess all that the Holy Catholic Church believes, teaches, and proclaims to be revealed by God. 2 of our 12 will be baptized tonight, and so during these months of preparation, they have been called catechumens, meaning those who hear the voice of the Lord Jesus echoing in his church and calling them to follow him in the way of the cross, beginning with the new birth of baptism. 1 will be baptized conditionally because of a lack of documentation of baptism earlier in life, and the other 9 in our group have already been baptized. So during these months of preparation, they have been known as candidates for full communion. By their prior baptism into the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ, they are already members of the only church there is, the church confessed in the Creed as one, holy, Catholic, and apostolic. And tonight they will be received into full communion with that church by their profession of faith. I believe and profess all that the Holy Catholic Church believes, teaches, and proclaims to be revealed by God. Between the baptism of the first 3 and the profession of faith of the other 9 will come the renewal of baptismal promises for all the Catholics here, those who have been born again by water and the Holy Spirit. We will be asked, as we were asked on the day of our baptism, to renounce Satan and all his works and all his empty show and confess our faith in the living God, his holy church, and the eternal plan of salvation, the story of which we have heard in our vigil readings tonight. Then after all the baptized are sprinkled with Easter water as a sign of our second birth, all 12 of our new Catholics will be anointed with sacred chrism, meaning that to the consecration of their baptism will be added the seal of the Holy Spirit, the sacrament of chrismation or confirmation, which strengthens those who are baptized to live as courageous witnesses to Jesus Christ. And remember that the Greek word for witness is martyr. Being a disciple of Jesus Christ is a dangerous thing because Christ the Lord is always a sign of contradiction, a stumbling block for those who are ensnared in the rebellion of sin. But the Holy Spirit comes as fire, filling us with zeal for the things of God and enabling us to bring the light of the gospel to those who do not yet know the Lord Jesus. As the new fire of the Paschal candle filled the darkness of this night, so must those who are sealed with the Holy Spirit fill the darkness of the world with the light of Christ, never forgetting that it will often be through humor and whimsy that we convince others of the truth of the gospel. Finally, having been baptized and confirmed, our 12 new Catholics will receive the third and last sacrament of initiation, the Most Holy Eucharist, in which the Lord Jesus gives us his sacred body and precious blood as food for the journey and the medicine of immortality. These three sacraments, baptism, confirmation, and the Eucharist, make us Christians in full and bring about in us the life of grace, the abundant life of the new creation for which the Lord Jesus suffered, died, and rose from the dead. Because so much effort has gone into preparing for this night, it would be understandable if the reception of these sacraments were thought of by our 12 as an end. But the sacraments of the new covenant are only instruments of grace that equip us for the good works, which alone are evidence of the truth of our faith. We are justified by grace so that we can be sanctified by living in the freedom of the children of God. In other words, tonight is not an end, it's the beginning. We are called so that we can be sent, and that to which we are sent is the fulfillment of the Great Commission. To the ends of the earth, we must teach all others to know, love, and serve the Lord Jesus Christ. And this we do by bearing witness to the truth of the gospel, through the ever more complete surrender of our entire lives to the law of love, the new commandment revealed by Christ in the night before he suffered and died for our salvation. This means that in the obedience of faith, we must receive the Holy Scriptures as the infallible and inerrant word of God, and that we must reverence the sacred tradition which Christ gave to his apostles and which they handed on to us as the faith delivered once for all to the saints. And because we believe the gospel, then we must feed the hungry and give drink to the thirsty. We must clothe the naked and visit the sick and imprisoned. We must welcome the immigrant and care for the abandoned. We must bear wrongs patiently and forgive injuries. We must be converted from the disordered self-love of sin and learn to love God with all our heart, mind, soul, and strength, and then to love all others for God's sake. In short, we must live the whole way of life taught to us by the Lord Jesus through radical conversion, deep fidelity, joyful discipleship, and courageous evangelism. And in this vigil of the resurrection, those of us who are already Catholics are greatly encouraged to renew our baptismal promises by the witness of those who tonight, by grace through faith in the Son of God, speak words full of power and purpose. words that place us firmly on the way of the cross as witnesses to Jesus Christ. I believe and profess all that the Holy Catholic Church believes, teaches, and proclaims to be revealed by God.